When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dice the World, the gayest Pathfinder podcast on the planet, where you ask the hard questions like, how much croc could a kobold cook if a kobold could cook croc? Hey! See, now, the fun thing about that is a hard question, but in a meta way.
Oh, shush.
In a meta way? What the fuck does that mean?
As in, like, it's hard to physically ask this question.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. So, Kingmaker. More like kink maker, am I right, fellas?
Let's not do this.
I think you're right.
Alright.
You can't hear
In one of the ads we put out, someone asked how many episodes it would take us to make that joke, and we hadn't made the joke yet. And
now
we
have.
Now we have. Dave, are you doing okay?
I am sick. I can't help it. I hate it. Welcome to hell.
I'm sorry that I infected you.
No, it was my brother. You see, he's straight, so.
Dude, if you don't get vaccinated, you're gonna turn straight.
Ugh. No, oh, I use essential oils.
Fuck.
Okay, so, when we left off, we were in kind of a bit of a pickle. So, Ritz, why don't you read from the journal of Icarateocles and tell us what happened last time?
Oh god, you're making me read again.
I always make you read. It's our thing, Ritz.
I'm fucking illiterate.
You keep the journal? Okay.
You know. So, last time, we went back into the forest. Were we already there? Who knows? But
you went back into the forest.
We went back to the forest. Was that the one where we found those two pieces of shit in the forest and we kept yelling at them?
What two pieces of shit are you talking about?
What?
Whatever.
What?
What are you... We were trying to communicate with someone who did not speak.
Oh, that guy.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, yeah, you did.
I actively tried to forget about him.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that was towards the end of the session. Like,
Yeah,
the Boggart and the Slurk. But beforehand, you did encounter a vicious wild boar and a...
the Tusk.
A Tylosine. And, Casca, you tried to talk to both of them. One listened, one didn't. So that was fun. But you did slay Tusk Gutter, who you know there was a bounty on his head.
Mm-hmm. So we took his head.
Hooray!
Yep. And you just have that. What happened afterwards?
Well, Casca found a Tasmanian tiger 20 feet deep in a trap.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I wrote it, and tries to save it with Alden, but they both fall. Well, I'm super safe. They save the tiger.
It's not a tiger. It's absolutely not a tiger. I need you to be aware of this.
Tiger, that's what you called it.
Yeah, it's a... Okay.
Bitch.
That's like finding a Tasmanian devil and saying, we saved the devil. It's not a devil. Like, it's definitely not.
The name. Fuck you. Okay. Then we lost our way a little and found a statue of Arastel, which we then cleaned all together. And then we got shown the way to the temple by a leaf in the wind. And when we got to the temple, there's a big fuck you bear.
Yeah. And the big fuck you bear is staring at Alden. Why don't we go back to it in media res? As I reveal my trickery, none of these guys rolled initiative last time because we ended the session.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you guys to roll initiative.
I rolled an 8.
I got an 11, and that's, yeah, a total.
Okay.
I got a 22.
I got an
holy
8
shit.
Total. We're gonna die by
it's
bear.
Okay. I got...
This is where we fucking die, you guys.
It's nice while it lasted.
It was nice knowing you guys. Time to make new PCs.
Okay, so, Casca, it is your turn. The Guardian of Yelk stands before you all. It is, an immense grizzly bear, but immediately you can tell that there's some things wrong with it. It is shabby and mangy, and, parts of its, fur have dropped off, revealing that beneath it is almost composed of, like, plant matter. It, like, drool sort of, like, trickles from its maw. And its eyes are burning red. With sort of, like, a smoldering smoke hissing out from them.
Okay.
This thing doesn't look like... You've seen the bears before, Casca. This doesn't look like a regular bear. What do you do?
So this is still... falling under the category of animal then, right? Because it's still kind of a bear.
You aren't sure. It doesn't look like any bear you've ever seen. Like, it doesn't even feel like a dire bear. Something about this feels like more intelligent than a bear.
More intelligent. Okay.
This bear has a PhD.
Damn.
Fuck.
Sorry.
A PhD in what?
That's Dr. Bear.
That's Dr. Bear.
Okay, so I'm guessing wild empathy probably won't work in this situation, huh?
You can try.
All right, well, for her first action, she's gonna try.
Okay, roll it.
That is a... 17 plus my... What is it, my charisma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait. It's my diplomacy, right?
Yes.
It's plus 3, so it's a 20.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, okay. I think you try talk to it like an animal. And try to calm it. But something isn't right. It does not... It's not responding like a regular animal would. It almost feels like it's compelled to attack.
Well, I've done all I can do to soothe it, so... Oh, he's...
Icarus.
He's incredibly grumpy. He doesn't like us being here at all.
Yeah.
You're saying this in character as it's like barreling towards you all. Like, you're saying like, he doesn't look happy. Yeah, he looks kind of pissed.
Well, you know, either way, she's going to use Tanglefoot on him.
Okay, so what happens there again?
The range touch attack. So that would be...
That's a dexterity roll. You're trained in, I believe?
Yep, dexterity roll. That is a 19 plus
yeah.
My dex, right?
Mm-hmm.
20.
Okay, let me check. Against its touch AC, that's a hit.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So what happens?
So, I think after she says, well, I've done all I can do, she snaps her fingers and there are a load of vines that kind of crack through the concrete and they just... tangle him up by the legs and by the torso because she wants to be safe. And The target is entangled, and it can attempt an acrobatics or athletics check against your spell DC to remove the entangled condition.
Okay. So, essentially, the bear is charging down these broken steps of the temple towards you, when suddenly, like, from the cracks in the stone, vines swirl up and grab around it, and it grunts in frustration as it's now been entangled.
Yep.
Okay, how many actions did that take?
Diplomacy 1, spell 2 actions, so I'm all out.
Okay, so you're good. Yep. It is now the bear's turn.
Oh joy.
Okay, so it's not even going to try break out. It's going to continue trying to rush at you guys.
Well, this is slightly terrifying.
Yeah, this thing is fucking huge. Lovely. As well, so...
Yeah, it's a bear.
Oh yeah, okay. So it charges directly. Despite these vines slowing it down, it's still able to reach you guys through sheer force.
Jesus Christ.
And it is going for Alden. So it uses one of its actions to rush down the steps towards Alden. And it is actually going to use its rush attack. So the bear strides and then makes a strike. During the stride, the bear is accelerated 10. So it actually was able to cancel out your entangle. Isn't that
absolutely
nice?
Absolutely terrifying.
It's now going to smash Alden over the face.
Do not!
Six is a 23. That's a hit, yeah? Okay. Well... Oh, I don't think it's a light tap.
This isn't a Charmin bear.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
That's 9 damage.
Okay.
And it's now grabbing you.
Okay.
It uses its last action to, with that attack, pull you into a big bear hug. And not a Charmin bear. Aww. Bear hug. I'm talking about, like, you feel extremely painful as it's getting you.
I'm still hugging.
Alden, it's your turn.
Okay. If I wanted to get out, what would I roll?
That would be acrobatics or athletics.
I'll do athletics because he's a strong boy. He's not lithe. I don't know the word. I read words. Not,
he's not a twink.
Yeah, he's a. He's a honk. Oh God, kill me. Yeah, I got a 1. So.
Okay, I don't think I've mentioned hero points yet in the campaign. But hero points are these sort of like meta things that I can give out to people who do heroic things. The more that you accumulate, the more impressive things you can do. You would need 2 hero points to get a reroll. They're kind of like Pathfinder's versions of inspiration. You only have 1 hero point because they reset every session, and we just started a session, so you can't reroll that.
Okay.
I think what it does is, on that nat 1, it is going to do a little bit extra damage. So it starts squeezing you, and it does 6 more damage.
Okay. I'm just gonna hit it. Okay, I'm just hitting, and this is... with regular attack. 11 plus 10 is 21.
21 is indeed a hit. Roll damage.
Okay, that's 3 plus 4 is 7.
Okay. Yeah, you slashed him real good. You've 1 more action. What do you want to do?
I'm going to hit him again.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
15 does not hit. Yeah. No. No, you don't hit.
That's alright.
Unfortunately. So Alden, you are actually being squeezed up by this giant bear. And it's real painful. Like, it is bone-breakingly painful.
Don't break his bones.
Oh, however, when you did get that attack in, your blade seemed to leave, like, a glowing scar across his chest.
Oh, wait, aren't they keen right now?
Yes, they are keen right now. Because you prayed to Erastil. Okay. And the bear looked like that hurt a lot. Iker, it's your turn. What do you do?
I color spray this fucking fool.
Oh, damn, okay. So what's color spray do? Give me a read.
I'll read it directly to you because I'm bad at describing things. Swirling color affects viewers based on their will saves. A success, dazzled for one round. Critical success, target is unaffected. Failure, binded for one round, dazzled for four rounds. Critical failure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's got different effects for things. So it's a will save for me. Okay. Is it 21 pass?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, is that a crit success or just a success?
Just a success.
Okay, well then that would mean that you have, dazzled it. Is that right?
Round. Yep.
Dazzled for one round. Okay. Yikes for him. You have one action left. What do you want to do?
I'm going to stab him now.
Okay.
With... I don't even have a name for it.
Oh no, that's a 10.
A 10 plus?
A 10, like, altogether.
Oh shit, yeah, no, that's not a hit.
Yeah, no, that's not a hit.
Okay. That's your turn. The bear is rumbling hungrily. Alden, you're still being squeezed, and Iker is not doing much to us.
No.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Fuck.
No.
Dave? Alden is just... He's like, can somebody help me, please? Thank you!
I was trying.
I know. Stop that. Stop this.
Okay. Casca, it's your turn. Everyone's making ah noises. Actually, Casca, you noticed something.
Yes?
This bear isn't strong enough.
What?
You're like, wow, that thing should have destroyed Alden by now. He should be a dead man.
That's interesting.
You feel it looks almost like it's sick.
Sick? Oh. Okay.
It's your turn, though.
Fuck, what do I do with this information? Can't forage. Can't use wild empathy. All right. Can I make a medicine and or nature check on the bear?
Okay.
To see if I can help the bear in any way, shape, or form. Or what kind of sickness it is.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to roll this for you. I'm going to look at your character sheet to roll for you. I'm not going to tell you what I'm using.
Okay, fine.
That's a nat 20. What I will say, though, is you're, like, looking at it, and I think with a nat 20, you remember a parable that you might have been told when you were younger about the Stolen Lands.
Yes?
You remember stories of a church of Erastil deep in the woods, where the last keeper of the shrine went insane after he finally admitted to himself that the monsters of the Stone Lands, trolls, savage humanoids, and creatures in general had won, and they were going to drive everyone out. He lured a large bear to the temple and sacrificed it in the name of any who would answer the call to aid against the monsters. His lack of faith in Erastil proved his undoing, and the god of the hunt drove the priest mad, stripped him of his abilities and even his humanity, cursing him to become a bear just like the one he had just sacrificed.
Well, shit.
And while you're looking at this bear, you realize that it isn't any medical or natural cause. This bear is cursed.
What the fuck?
And you remember seeing the slash that Alden put against his chest, which glues, sort of glowed afterwards. And you realize that because you just prayed to and was blessed by Arastel, that you have the upper hand.
Oh, shit.
You think that this is the bear from those stories.
Holy shit, I know who this is.
Yeah, it's a bear.
No, it's not just a bear. It's a man. It's a man who was cursed by
Arastel. Well, it's holding me, and I want that to stop.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry. This is gonna be fine. This is gonna be okay. She takes her long spear, and that is a 16 plus 6 to hit.
That's a hit, my friend.
Cool. Where's my d8? There you are. That is 8 damage total.
Nice, okay. It looks like it hurts. The bear is grumbling and groaning.
Cool.
You have one action left. What do you do?
Alright.
Isn't
okay.
This a little fucked up?
I don't know what else to do in this situation. I'm just trying to get Alden out.
Yeah.
I understand what you're trying to say, Derry. Yes, she's gonna call Isseror. I
okay.
know what you're trying to say. I was just getting his sheet out, you idiot.
Isseror bristles and he's ready to go. What do you tell him to do?
Well, she's going to use her the work together feat that Isseror has.
Okay. So Isseror jumps forward and he's snapping at the bear's sort of feet. So if someone does he have to roll anything for that, or is it just like if someone does something happens?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Until your next turn, all weapon strikes against the creature your wolf threatens makes the target hampered 5 for a minute.
Jesus, okay, you're really trying to slow its speed down. Well, it's its turn, and it's going to continue mauling Alden. That is a 22 against you. 24 actually, Alden, because
what?
You're flat-footed and it's grabbing the shit out of you.
I mean, yeah, it's a hit.
Okay. That's 11 damage.
Okay.
It's going to try attack you again. This time it gets 16.
That doesn't hit.
Okay. It's not, like, this time its claw attack just barely misses. And I think it's probably going to, like, while this is happening, turn around and swipe Casca as well. That's
try.
A 2 plus nothing. That's a crit fail, right?
That's absolutely a crit fail, bitch.
Okay, well, I think,
spit out the boy.
I think that gives Alden an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
So, Alden, if you want to slash him?
Yes. 10 plus 10 is 20.
Yep, that's a hit. Roll damage.
One sec. Let me get the d8. Okay, sorry, it landed in my hand on a 7.
Nice.
7 plus what?
7 plus 4. That's 11 damage.
That's 11.
11 damage.
And again, as you slash across it, that glowing white trail is left. It does not look like it's doing too good. Alden, it's your turn. You're still in this thing's grasp. What
he
do
still
you do?
Wants to get free.
Okay, well, roll athletics.
13 plus 5 is 18.
Yeah, okay, that does break free.
Oh, yeah.
So, you stumble out of its grasp, panting. And now you can see how bad it's looking. Like, this thing is... It's in shambles. What do you do?
He's gonna hit it.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Damn, it was... Keen is 19 and 20, right? I'm really mad. I got an 18. Anyways,
I'm so sorry. 18
plus... Is this... this is my turn, right? Like, this one is... Like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. Minus... This is a plus 10 still? Okay, yeah. Then it's 28.
28 to hit? That's a crit.
Oh, well, you know. It hits out. 4 plus 4 is 8.
Times 2 is 16. And as you slash it, that glowing white spreads across its chest, and then it rears back and howls in pain.
Good.
And it sort of like stumbles back a few feet, and you can see the white slash actually starting to turn into a crack that sort of spreads over its body before it bursts into dust.
Jesus.
Good.
And on his knees in the dust is a figure. An incredibly old human man with a look of peace in his eyes. And he looks up at you, Alden, and he lets out a sigh of relief. And then he crumbles into a skeleton and then into dust.
Alden looks a little nervous than that.
Around you, the temple turns, slowly starts to become more lush. The greens become more saturated, and the trees look a little more alive. You've freed this place of its curse, you would think.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah! Wasn't so bad. Fuck off. So Alden turns and he's like, so, on a scale of 1 to 32, I'm on a solid 6, so, assist, please. He sits down and he's like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about that. She goes up to Alden and, casts heal. 5 plus 4, that's 9. 9 HP back.
9 HP?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Alden's like, thank you.
You had a help. You had a help. She pats him on the shoulder.
He winces.
She pats him gently on the shoulder.
So that was fucked up, right? Like, I'm not the only one who thinks that was fucked up.
Oh, yeah, no, it was fucked up as hell. Like, it was...
That was... Yeah. What the fuck?
The fuck if I know.
Well, he lost faith in Arastil, sacrificed a bear, and then he turned into the bear.
I'm not gonna say anything because we have blessed weapons right now.
Good idea.
Alden's just like, you know, I just think that this was a lot and that hurt.
Yeah. Well, we found the place.
Alden, the water behind you, there's a sort of pool. It looks particularly refreshing.
Huh. I don't know what specific injuries he has, but it's like a...
I mean, a lot of like bruises and like scratches on your face especially.
He sort of sits on the edge. He washes his face for a second, or, like, rinses, or he splashes water on his face, because he's hurty, okay?
And when you pull your hands away from splashing at your face, you look into your reflection, and a few of your cuts are gone.
What?
You recover 8 HP.
What the hell? Oh my god.
What's up?
Wow, the water healed me. Like, literally healed me. I know that I should be used to this because we live in a fucking world with magic, but I don't always expect that. So.
You know.
We are also in a temple, so.
Okay, fair.
This isn't a case where we can just, like, take the water, right?
I mean, you could bottle it.
Like,
yeah, but it'll lose its property.
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Well, we already know where the temple is, so if we need more holy water, then we could just take some with us again?
Probably.
I don't know, we could always just test it. We could just bottle one and then see if it works elsewhere. If it doesn't, well, tough shit. If it does, cool, we'll come back for more.
Alright. Here takes out like a fucking can to get some water.
Yeah, you get some more out, it's just normal water.
Cool.
Alright, well, he pours it's a good thing we didn't need to go very far.
So what do you guys do now?
Well... Alden... Alden's...
What were you supposed to do here?
Alden's gonna look around. He's feeling not so fucking in pain now, so... He's all good.
We're just hired to find the temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could explore then. I mean... Because we have it on our map now. We don't really have to do anything with it other than...
Well, I'd
which we actually
well, I want to, because I like exploring. And that's what we...
Okay, cool. We'll go inside.
You guys sort of poke around, but like, you get the sense that this place is just kind of ruined. Like, it's probably not been touched in years. It looks like some of this stuff was actually like back when this area was controlled by Taldor, or at least had a load of Talden colonists,
bitch,
which is like fancy Britain,
cunts.
Right? That's Britain.
okay.
But there isn't anything here. You find like bottles of potions, but they're empty. Holy symbols, which are tarnished. Nothing here is really worth your time.
Holmes like, I guess so. And he
we don't have anything else to do, I don't think.
He just heads back. Or he leaves.
Okay. You return to Casca. What's the plan now?
Well, we didn't have any other missions in this part of the forest, did we?
Not really.
Not that I'm aware.
I don't think we even had any more missions, really.
Well, we took care of the kobolds, we took care of the temple, we know where the bandit place is, we're just gonna wait on that one. The boar, we still need to return that, and...
You're right.
I believe that was all the bounty posters, unless I'm forgetting one.
And Iker has all the posters with him.
I do, and we're missing the Tatzelworm.
Ah, right.
Which I suggest we bring back the boar's
head. Yeah, that's true. Let's actually go do that.
That is a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
And we can also update that. We can also update that guy on the temple.
Right. We can also regroup. And she looks at Alden and says, "Heal up."
Okay. Listen.
Exactly.
The bear came running at me.
That was a scary fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He wasn't technically a bear. I mean, he was, but he wasn't. But he was.
He was cursed to be a bear. Yeah.
A non-bear.
He was scary, and
it was pretty terrifying.
He was very scary.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
All right, let's leave the temple now.
I think that's enough to curse us.
So you leave the temple.
Oh, come on.
I think I need to pray now.
Shut up.
Sorry, yeah, do you just want to go back the way you came? So, like, across the river, through the Radish Patch, back to Oleg's?
Yeah, I guess so.
That might be the best course of action, because it'll probably be the fastest.
Yeah.
You don't have to explore places.
Okay. Okay. Well, you guys go back to Oleg's trading post. You guys re-enter. Oleg is sort of like, walking around carrying some stuff into the storerooms as you come by. Svetlana is presumably inside because you don't see her. There's no one, like, out to greet you except for Keston Garrus, captain of the guard. And he sees you guys and sort of, like, folds his arms and sort of beckons you over.
We are beckoned.
Well, I mean, guess we're beckoned.
Greetings! We have, I hear that you've been doing a few of the bounties for people mm-hmm. around Olex. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
We have.
Who has the boarhead?
I think I do.
Probably Alden.
And then he... he doesn't, but he goes to check because he got anxious out of nowhere that he didn't have it for some reason. And it's called...
It's hard to lose called, something that big.
No, it's called, I mean, it's probably tied to your back, having anxiety right? disorder.
Keston sees it, and he, like, winces. And he's like, ugh. Then, like, he snaps back to professionalism, and he's like,
I mean, you asked for its head.
What? No, I'm not doing... You... I'm not the one who asked
for... Okay, they asked for the head.
No, I'm... Oh, okay.
No?
Well, I do have a bounty for you.
Okay.
And he sort of unfurls a scroll. This one's fresh in from Restov.
All right.
It's an official charter from Restov. Like, you can tell that immediately. It's got the same sort of like stamps and stuff as the one that Iker has. And it's for you guys.
Specifically?
Specifically us.
Huh.
Yes. Okay. Wanted, dead or alive, the Staglord.
Oh, well.
It has a portrait of an... This is the first time you've seen this guy. It is scary.
Okay.
This man wears, like... He is bare-chested and covered in, like, scars. His face is obscured by a helmet he wears, which is the skull of a giant stag.
Huh.
Well.
Hot.
He closes it and says, Restov, has heard of the Stag Lord's growing power to the south, and they wish you to dethrone him. Word of the Stag Lord's defeat must be sent to Restov. If his body is not available as proof, an agent of the Sword Lords shall arrive in the area shortly to confirm that the banditry has been addressed. There is a monetary reward if you manage to complete this, and an additional charter shall be provided.
Well, alright.
I mean, you're gonna have to do it eventually. Now we have a little bit more incentive.
He sort of, like, looks you guys up and down, narrowing his eyes a bit. I wonder if new adventurers like yourselves will be able to handle the charter that they wish to give you for this. The charter demands that you settle and establish a colony in the Greenbelt. Your own kingdom, just for you all.
Our own kingdom.
Really?
Well, that's assuming you don't get turned into mincemeat in the meantime by bandits. Speaking of, and he turns to into his pocket and says, I am able to confirm that there has been a decrease in bandit activity, which means that you are to be compensated. And he pulls out a purse from his bag. He pulls out a purse, and in the purse is 40 silver.
Oh, shit.
He says, this is to be divided by the three of you for dealing with the high-rise and bandits.
Hmm. All right.
Thanks.
And he, as he's sort of like putting his sort of away, he says, he like pauses and says, I believe you'll find yourselves in good company today. And he kind of like flashes a sort of wary smile and, sort of returns back to his guarding position, says, good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a little ominous. Thank you.
Thanks. I think
he sort of, as he sort of says that, he like gestures, like sort of nods at the door.
Thank you.
As in the door to the inn.
Okay. I thought we were inside already.
No, he's on the outside again.
Sorry, I forget where things are because I have bitch brain.
Yeah.
Okay. That definitely was ominous. Good company, no matter what the company is, that always sounds ominous. We should go in. Who was it that asked for the...
Okay.
Who did have the bounty on the Tuscutter?
A local hunter. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to talk to Oleg about this.
Let's talk to Oleg.
I do miss him.
Well, you go inside, and you're immediately greeted by a booming voice. And the voice says, hello!
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings!
Hi.
And you see a party of four adventurers.
Oh, adventurers, I see.
Hello there.
There is a, there's three guys and one girl. Sort of, one of them, the one who, made the booming voice, is a, hulking guy in sort of, like, armor, but he's got a little scarf around his neck, and, a Salvador Dali looking, well, no, not Salvador Dali, he's got a real big mustache, though. It's more like Mario's mustache.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
He's wearing full armor, and you can see on his chest, he has, the crest of Iomade, the goddess of justice.
We stand!
And,
sorry.
Dave's favorite goddess, the goddess of justice, righteousness, and, law. To his right is, a kind of anxious looking, cleric, you can tell. This one with the symbol of Serenrin around his neck. He's an elf, and he's got kind of like longer hair, a bit of hair on his chin, and he just looks a little bit skittish.
I'd literally die for him.
Oh, you poor boy.
Another elf also stands there, this one with much darker and wilder hair. She is a druid, very clearly, and she's got kind of like resting bitch face.
Oh, me!
And the last one is a bard. You can tell he's fiddling away on a little lute. Is it? No, is it like the baby Big guitars? Stuff? You know the ones.
Lute.
Well, lute. What the fuck is lute? Let me fucking Google it.
It's like
Let
a baby guitar, a except is. Medieval.
It's a...
Oh.
Is it the thing that's got, like... Does it go backwards at some point? Like, the top part? Yeah, that's a lute.
Yeah, it's a fucking weird instrument, and I'm glad...
Wow.
We just lost all our lute players.
Yeah, Derry, all of our listeners play the fucking lute. Look what we've done.
But he's got sort of, like, a shock of red hair.
Ooh.
Tied into a ponytail, and he's got, like, a goatee. Aw,
hell yeah.
And the big guy, the champion, he sort of waves you guys over and says, you must be the adventurers we've heard of. Come see it.
Sure.
Hey.
Iker comes right over and sits.
But and Isra, our fourth member of the group, also comes.
Yes. He sits right next to Casca.
You guys are going to hate me for this, by the way.
Oh, fuck you.
I already know.
I don't know what it is, but fuck you.
Yeah.
I already see through you.
Yeah, y'all know?
I already see through
cool.
you.
Great. No, I needed adventures and I didn't have any other options. The bard sort of like shoots a sort of half-cocked grin and says, greetings, I'm Sildur Ennius. Pleasure to meet you all.
Pleasure to meet you too, Sildur.
Nice to meet you as well.
this is Aratris Joyra, Woodrow Bright, and Piper Pipington. He gestures at the druid, the champion, and the cleric in order.
Pleased.
Aratris, she sort of looks at Sildare disdainfully, doesn't say anything, but Woodrow slaps at the table and says, "Come, sit! We are just drinking and talking about our plans, and we heard you are also on charter from Restov."
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yep, heard right.
Piper clears his throat and says, yes, we're going more to the west, I believe. You were asked to investigate the south. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
Well, it's interesting to see Restov sending out so many adventurers, isn't it? You'd wonder why what's got them in such a flurry to start checking stuff out.
No clue.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of wondering ourselves. It's a wonder.
Artris eventually sort of like rolls her eyes and says, "I mean, it's obviously because they were looking for more power. You were probably just offered a colony of your own if you do whatever you're doing."
Yep.
It's exactly what we were told just now, actually.
Yeah.
Sildare chuckles and says, "Well, if all goes well, perhaps we'll have two neighboring kingdoms in no time at all."
And then Sildare died.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Now, I know that makes it sound like I'm going to die mysteriously and you're going to have to go investigate, but I promise you, I have no intention of that happening.
Really?
Do you now?
Really now?
Piper squints and says, "That really does make it seem like you want to die, Sildare." And Sildare stares back with dead eyes.
It's Sildare, the suicidal bard.
Now, why would I want to die, Piper?
How would you? Cancer.
And Triss coughs and says, "I can think of a few reasons people would want you to die, Sildare."
Shit.
Alden blows his nose.
Wow. Sildare looks mortally wounded.
Shit, fuck.
And Woodrow slams at the table and says, "Now drink! Tell us of your exploits."
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Icar jumped at that. It scared him.
Alden's like, "I mean, I'm down to drink." So he drinks. And he enjoys it. He loves fucking drinking, unlike me.
Kind of a lightweight.
Hmm. Alden, you are a you worshipped you were raised following a Rastil, but you mentioned, I think, that you don't anymore. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Okay, yeah. It's less that he he never said "fuck you, a Rastil." That's not really it's less that he stopped worshipping a Rastil, and it's more he's just kind of, it's just what he was raised to do. But he worships Cadan Kaelin, because he likes Cadan Kaelin.
Mm. And Cadan Kaelin is the god of?
He's the god of humans, drinking, and something else.
Adventure and liberation. But mostly drinking. He is known as the drunk god.
Yeah, that's because he became a god on a dare.
Me!
Yeah, he did become a god on a drunk dare, and, it worked out for him.
He's also I should tell my mlums out there. He's hot.
He is hot. So I think drinking, you're probably drinking.
Right? He's not insane, but he's drinking the way that I can't describe to white people he's drinking. But he's sorry.
Well, you can try. What we'll do is a quick interaction between all these guys, because they're friends. You'll probably touch bases with them every once in a while. Woodrow puts a tankard in front of you and says, "How fast can you drink?"
Very.
He sort of there's a tap nearby, and he fills it with beer and puts it down in front of you, slaps some silver on the table. Svetlana comes over, picks it up, says "Hi," and continues around and says, "Show me how fast you can drink."
Okay.
Wow, you're really gonna do this, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
I stan. Listen, someone comes up to me doing that too, I do it. Fuck.
One second.
Hold on,
so he slams it down in front of you. How do you do it? How do you drink this boy?
He chugs it. I don't know. I don't know how people drink.
Paint me a word
picture. I've never done this before. I should preface this with I don't drink. I don't
yeah,
know
but you've
how
seen movies
drink.
Where people drink.
You've also seen me.
Everything. It's okay, yeah. KK?
Oh my god. Flashback.
But, I'm telling you that nothing that I do is probably accurate because I don't know how people really drink in the real world.
It's better to do something wrong confidently than not to do it at all.
Well, I know. I'm just warning you. but he de-chugs it. He fucking chugs it and slams the glass on the floor. Or not on the floor. On the floor. No, not on the
He's
floor. On the
floor
table.
For a minute. I'll have another.
But
Woodrow claps his hands together and says, "Great!" And he does it again. Slaps some more beer into the thing. Slaps some more silver on the table. Puts the beer in front of you. Says, "Again!"
What? Are you fucking crazy?
Are you fucking good?
Yes, he just all looks.
Right. Show me. I want to see how you drink. You come in here and you look big and hearty, and I want to see a man. I want to see Kaska a man drink.
Just leans
his hands on
over.
His temples and his elbows on the fucking table and he looks disgusted.
Kaska just leans over the table like so that way she can be seen past Iker and she just looks at Alden like, "You sure?"
I mean, yeah.
Alright.
Okay, you down another one.
Yeah.
I need you to make me a constitution.
One second, let me check what the fuck my constitution modifier is.
He's a barfly, so he hears a lot of this, but he doesn't want to see it right now.
Kaska's probably had one or two, but I don't know if she's a heavyweight or a lightweight yet.
You know, an 8.
Oh, yeah, okay, this is actually starting to get
no.
to you. Okay. And you chug it, and he slams another one and says, "Come on! I know you can do it!"
Alden. Think about it.
Alden.
Yes, he says as the glass comes closer to his mouth.
Think about it, Alden.
Oh my god.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking you're going to take another drink.
Think a little harder!
And I'm making a decision, and he shrugs.
Oh my fucking god.
Yes! Roll me another constitution save.
I want you to know that at this point he's doing it to bother, to bother Iker. Like, he's doing it. I got a 7.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Oh my god, yeah, no, you're
It's getting
drunk.
Worse.
So I think you, Alden and Woodrow continue, like, slamming for a while.
Blackout.
Sildare kind of like leans over to Iker and says, "Does he do this much?"
This is actually the first time I've seen him do it. And hopefully the last.
I actually kind of want to see
how much he can do now.
Oh, so now you're on. Now you want him to do it.
Now, my interest is it's a little peaked right now.
I guess
I want to see
fair.
How much he can take.
Sildare kind of like shakes his head and says, "I've been traveling with these guys for a few months now. He's not going to make it out of this. Woodrow's going to keep going.
I mean,
you see how he's not drinking?
Hey,
it's because he's just watching.
He won't listen to me, so all I can do is egg him on.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. What about you? Do you drink?"
Oh,
he says with a sort of like raised eyebrow. Two bards interacting is the worst thing that could happen.
Oh my god. Where is this gonna go? Hmm?
I don't like it.
The sexual tension in this room is already rising.
You're right. It is. It really is. Iker raises an eyebrow right back. He's like, myself, I'm a bit of a lightweight, but...
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't it? What are you?
And I'm...
Tell me, I'm interested. He puts his hand on his fucking hand.
Oh my god.
Sildare, like, puts a hand up and says, "I'll have a beer." And, like, no one comes to him. And he's like, "Oh, I have to do it?"
Yeah.
And Triss sort of, like, in the background.
God.
And I'm not gonna keep flirting because I hate Triss. But he keeps flirting with you. I think Aratris is just kind of like boredly watching. She doesn't seem to be very social. On the other hand, you've got Piper, who is definitely interested in Isaror and is kind of like not quite petting him, but like definitely on his like leaning over, hands on his knees, and like tentatively saying good boy, and then like pulling his hand away each time. Casca, you have the choice of talking to the other druid or the person trying to play with your dog.
So you admit it's a dog.
Jesus.
Fuck. Nice.
Nice. Fucking got ya.
Okay. I think first she's gonna try interacting with the person trying to pet Isaror. So she's like, she turns over and she says, you like him?
Oh, well, I've never seen a dog like this before.
It's because he's
solidarity.
A wolf. He's a wolf.
Aren't they the same?
We're not gonna
Iker turns his head from this conversation.
We're not going to get into this conversation. Go back to your flirting.
Sildare looks a little miffed that he lost, like, that Iker lost attention so quickly.
That quickly, all over a wolf.
His attention is back. Keep going.
Oh god.
Continue.
But he eventually stands up and says, it's quite a rowdy bunch you've got going here.
Oh yeah. We're definitely not a quiet team. At all.
Oh, I can't guess it'd be any worse than my team. He says, almost like, he's got kind of like a resentful look in his eyes.
Okay. Casca like,
and he like,
Casca like, looks over, just glances over at Woodrow, and then glances back.
Chug!
I can understand that it could be a little worse with you. I'm very sorry.
Alden be like pukes and then chugs.
Yeah, Alden sticks up and like Woodrow's like, oh no! And he's like, do you want another one?
Iker boos him.
Piper looks like he's thousand yards staring at right now. And he says, I just wanted to be an adventurer. I didn't want any of this.
Well, I guess we didn't really choose who we went with, to be quite fair.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
And as he's saying that, another person enters the room, and it's Jihad. And he sees you guys are having a party, and he sort of makes his way over. Clears his throat and says, did you all find the temple, or...
Yeah, we did.
Oh, do you mind if we go talk about it?
Sure. Holden's sure. Like, give me a second. Give me a minute.
Iker turns to Sildur.
Woodrow, like, slams...
Oh, my.
And Sildur says, or maybe I'll see... Oh, he's gone already.
So Alden takes a second to, like, exist, and he probably drinks water, and...
There's no water.
There's no water.
What the fuck are you talking about? He can have water with him!
Did he bring water with him?
Iker has that canteen.
He's not drinking that water.
Of gross.
The canteen
water
that you filled out. Like, you emptied it.
Oh, yeah.
regardless, you guys sort of enter the next room, you hear Woodrow yell out, like, safe travels, my friends! And you guys enter the next room. And Jihad turns to you guys and says, first things foremost, are you all right? He looks at you, Alden, and says, you don't look so well in multiple ways.
Shut up. Don't laugh at me. Well, we found the temple. And there was a bear. And it was a big bear. And
quote-unquote bear.
A big... Yes, I mean, I know there was a bear. I saw it. What happened?
And it
what...
sure hugged me.
Sure wasn't really a bear.
Sure was not a bear.
Jihad, like, looks at you guys and says, how hard did the bear hit him?
Just fucking drunk, please.
I mean...
Oh.
Not with the strength of a bear, that's for sure.
Definitely not with the strength of a bear.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I almost died.
I mean, if it hit... I mean, if it was an actual bear, you would have died.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Don't fuck around with bears.
I don't fuck around with bears.
Jihad, like, clears his throat and says, well?
We have it on our map where the temple is, if you want to see it.
Jihad, like, clears his throat and says, so you have the location of the map, and you got rid of this, what do you mean, quote-unquote, bear? Like, you said it wasn't quite a bear.
Died.
Do you remember a parable or a story that was revolved around a man who lost faith in Erastil and sacrificed a bear?
No, I'm from Galt.
Well then, there's a parable of such.
And he says, okay, so in this parable, why would he do that?
Because he thought that the monsters and other savage beasts that were around were going to, what was it, take over?
Yeah.
He thought that they were just going to take over the lands, and he just didn't think that his faith was strong enough to save the forest. So this... Did I mention that he was a high priest? Because he was. So this high priest...
Jihad, like...
sacrificed a bear.
Jihad bites his lower lip and says...
And Erastil wasn't happy about it, so Erastil cursed him to be... a bear.
And yet Erastil sent me here. And he looks almost... His expression is hard to read. If you want to try, like, figure out what he's feeling, you can make a perception check. If you'd like to just let go, you don't really mind that much, then that's okay too. You will definitely have, like, a... Yeah, you are sickened, so we'll say you are sickened too, so you have that's a minus 2 to this roll.
I have a 15 plus 10, that's a 25.
Okay.
Well, never mind, don't worry about it.
Okay. So, Casca, you... You kind of look at his face. He seems relieved yet remorseful. And he turns back to you all and says, thank you. Like, thank you so much. If you can give me these coordinates, I will go into the woods and I will try sanctify the temple. Return it to its original glory.
Right. Got it.
Alright.
I can't give you silver, but I can, if you ever require spellcasting services, healing, he looks at Alden, or anything else, I will be happy to do so for free.
Thank you.
Of course.
May your rest be with you. And he sort of, like, nods his head.
And with you too.
And with your spirit. And in your spirit.
And also with you, huh? What?
Catholic
they
jokes.
They changed what they were
Catholic
saying in
a jokes.
Rastel church to play a trick on Casca. It's funny because all of us went to Catholic.
What's the Pathfinder god that's the most like that?
Iamadei.
All right, fair.
Like,
glad
there's
to
no
know
doubt.
That.
Iamadei is...
Glad to know that Judeo-Christian god is a woman.
Yeah, God is a woman. You heard it here first. Okay. Okay. So, do you have anything else you want to do before heading to Hayford tonight?
Not really.
I got something I want to do.
Shut
up! Yeah, I was about to say, if Icarus says still there, I'm going to kill him. And then they don't go and do this.
You know?
Are you proud of yourself, Ritz?
Icarus fences.
Oh, they're very proud of yourself. Of themselves. What are you talking about?
So you wake up the next morning.
Icarus in another room.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Sure. Our first fuck of the campaign. At least, okay. Well, now we can say that, like, they're, like, now no one can deny that we're a gay podcast, because our first fuck of the campaign was gay sex, and you know, I think that's beautiful.
Did you say no?
No, I said, you know.
Oh, I thought you said no, like it wasn't gay, and I'm like, why did Valve not touch?
Oh, Edgar is very
gay. Still, there was like, good. Now here's my technique to make sure that it's not gay.
Thank God.
Edgar does it very carefully to make sure it's not gay.
You wake up the next morning, and you're ready to continue your day, I suppose. You will be level 3 by now, by the way.
Hooray!
Or at least in the next session.
Oh.
Okay. The way I worded it made it sound like fucking made Edgar level
yeah.
up. It's because you killed a fucking bear.
So I killed a bear, alright.
So there is not a bear.
Oh, why?
I know he's not!
So there is a twig.
I know.
Dice Will Roll will return after these messages.
Do you want to make a podcast, but you're just not sure where to start? Do what we did and try out Anchor.fm. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. For one thing, it's free. There's also tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even some places I've never even heard of. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So, yeah, you want to make a show? Go for it. Download the free Anchor app today or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
We now return to Dice Will Roll.
Okay, so we can either level up now or fuck that and keep playing.
I mean, I'm good to level now. Like, I don't mind.
I want
to
like,
level.
It's very fast.
Yeah, we can level now.
I'd like to level.
Okay, so let's actually real fast level up now, because it's so fast, and we'll be able to show it off to everyone. You know?
It's so fast.
Yeah, it's so fast, and if you buy now, okay. Okay, so at level 3, Iker, you get tree things.
Uh-huh.
First off, you now get your first level 2 spell.
Oh, fuck!
But what that means is also you get spontaneous heightening. Which means you learn to freely heighten some of your spells, even if you know only the base version of the spell. So basically, every day you can choose 2 spells of a low spell slot, and they will automatically cast as if you had cast them with a higher spell slot.
Right.
Which means, like, for example, if you had cast, let's say, Burning Hands, I don't know if Bart's can cast that, but if you had cast Burning Hands, it would do an extra d6 of damage, I believe. Because you're casting as level 2 spell. On top of that, you get a general feat and a skill increase.
Okay.
So you can bring a skill up to expert or get trained in a new skill.
Cool.
What's it gonna be?
I'm gonna look at my sheet real quick because I don't know what I'm expert in. Because I don't have a brain. I want to get trained in diplomacy.
Your performance thing lets you already use diplomacy.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I keep forgetting. I can do that. So never mind. I think.
Although you can't use it to make a deception.
Ooh. I think I'm gonna master acrobatics because I want to be.
You can't get master until later. You can become expert.
Oh, I thought you said master. Okay, expert. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you become expert, then that means that you'll get a extra boost to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you'll, instead of getting a +2, you get a +4 to your acrobatics.
I was already at a +5.
Yeah, but like on top of your regular stuff.
Oh, okay. So now it's a +9.
Yeah. Okay. Plus, it should actually be even higher than that because you leveled up, so everything else goes up by 1.
Okay. +10.
So anything
thing
you're trained in, by the way, goes up by 1.
Fuck yeah.
so you'll have to do all that. Well, okay. For feats, you can take either a general feat. Can it also include a skill feat? So what kind of feat do you want to get? Do you take? You can also multi-class if you want.
I could. I don't want to though. Not right now.
You could get something like armor proficiency if you wanted to wear heavy armor.
Ooh.
You could get a skill feat like catfall, which helps you negate fall damage. There's die hard, which gives you extra HP and makes you less easy to kill.
Yeah, I remember.
There's fleet if you want to have a faster move speed.
I'm debating between fleet, die hard, and catfall.
That's a lot of the ones I said.
I know, it's three of them, and you said like six. I think I'll take fleet.
Fleet, okay. So with that means that your move speed is five faster. You're a speedy boy.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Now it's 30.
And then you can choose one last spell from level 2 spells now.
Touch of Idiocy and Soothe jump out.
Oh, well, Soothe is a healing spell. You can get it as a level 1 spell. And Touch of Idiocy.
I really like that spell.
Essentially, if you hit them, they are stupefied too.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that they will take a -2 on all intelligence, wisdom, and charisma checks. Which is really good against spellcasters.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to take that.
Okay. So give yourself Touch of Idiocy.
I will give myself Touch of Idiocy.
Y'all wild.
Sorry, I just like making people stupid.
Okay. So who wants to go next? Alden, because that's you leveled up. That's you also get extra HP, by the way, but like that's you done. It's 8.
Okay.
Your AC will also go up, by the way. Like,
okay, we'll get to it. I mean, alright, I can do that quickly. So like I can level up next if you want. I'm a big boy fighter.
Big boy fighter.
I'm big and strong, and I will kill.
Okay. So, Alden, it's your turn. So, you are level 3 as well. So the class features that you get at level 3 are... you get a general feat, a skill increase, and weapon mastery. So, what this means is your general feats, it's the same. You can choose something like Die Hard or Fleet or whatever. A skill increase, you can train something else. And in weapon mastery, choose one weapon group. Your proficiency rank increases to master with simple and martial weapons in that group, and to expert in exotic weapons in that group. You also gain access to the critical specializations of all weapons for which you have master proficiency. So what this means is now instead of getting... because your proficiency bonus goes from being a +4 because you're expert to a +6. And anytime you crit on something, which is going to be a lot more often now, you are going to do a special effect. So presumably you want to become a weapon master at
sword boy.
Okay, well,
the sword lord, but not like that kind of sword lord. He's just the lord of the swords.
Yeah, well, your proficiency will go up to to master.
Yeah, he's so strong and valid, and I love him so fucking much. You ever just been in love with your own character?
All the time.
Yeah, I'm in love with Iker.
Trapped, move around too much, David. Okay, so you're level 3. 3 plus 4 is 7. Plus 2 is 9. Where do you have it? Plus 2 again is 11. You have a plus 13
to hit, Dave. I just do.
So what kind of general feat are you thinking of getting?
Give me Die Hard. I want to die hard.
Okay. So the way Die Hard works is...
Yeah, I get to die, right? Thank
you. You do get to die.
God, I wish.
You
did. Dave, he's dead. No.
Yay!
Okay. So Die Hard, it takes more to kill you than most. You die from the dying condition at dying 5 rather than dying 4. Basically, you need to fuck up one extra time to actually die, which is great.
Goodness. You know what's great about that? What's great about that is that Alden just doesn't die.
Okay. So, and what skill do you want to get extra training in?
Let's see. Where are you? Like, to go from trained to expert, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Can I have something at expert now? Mm-hmm. Athletics. I use it quite often, so.
Okay. So, you are now expert in athletics. Which means that you will have an additional... Yeah, you now have a plus 11 in athletics.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Dave, make sure to bring all other numbers up by one, okay? Like, in your skills, like, crafting is a plus 4, make that a plus 5. Okay. And you just have to do that. Casca.
Yep.
It's your turn.
All right.
What do you want to take? Let's see. It's probably going to be along the same lines. Okay, so you don't get anything extra special here because you don't get spontaneous heightening. What you do get is a level 2 spell.
Okay.
Or a level 2 spell slot. You can change these on the daily, so there's no point choosing one.
Yeah.
A general feat and a skill increase.
Ooh, okay.
So what skill increase are you going to go for?
Skill increase. You said I can take trained in something or expert in anything I'm already trained in, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do-do-do-do. I will be... Let's go expert in nature.
Nice. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so that's now expert. And that's just a plus 1 to my nature then, right?
No, that's a plus 2 extra.
Plus 2 extra? Okay, cool. So that's a plus 9 now.
And then you'll also have to raise all other numbers on your sheet by 1.
By 1?
Okay.
Got it. That's
6. Cool, cool. So we can keep going. Nice.
Oh, wait, I have a general skill feat then?
Oh, general feat down. Yeah. Right.
Die hard. Instantly.
Die hard? Okay. are you there are other feats that might be useful, similar to Die Hard, like fast recovery, which every time you wake up, you get double the HP from resting. You are very good at not dying against poison. You're very good at not being drained and enervated.
I'm going to take the double. Also... I think I'm going to take the double HP from resting.
Okay, so fast recovery, your body bounces back from extreme situations much more quickly than most. So you're just like a hardy woman, which I think makes sense for your character.
Oh yeah, farm girl.
I will throw that in for you.
Okay. I will not...
Do you have 14 constitution?
Do I have 14 constitution? I have... Yes.
Excellent. Okay.
I was about to say I have 12 and immediately I was about to break. I was like, no. Give me more HP when I rest.
Okay. And I think we're able to keep going then. Mm-hmm. We've all leveled up already. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Real fast. So,
you guys gather around the table. What now? What's your plan?
Huh. Well, I have to do it sometime. You gotta go get that Staglord guy.
Yeah, and now that we have more incentive to do it, then I guess we kind of have to.
I know, I was just about to say. I don't know that we're ready to do it yet, though.
Why don't we...
I mean, not to undersell us, but look at Staglord, look at us.
you take us to the picture, and he's like, buff as shit. And then
he takes out a picture of Staglord, puts it next to his face. He's like,
look at Staglord. Now look at me. Now look back at Staglord. Now look back at me.
He calls himself the Staglord. Let's wait and do stuff to get stronger first, and then we'll go and fight him. And then we'll go in, and I'll punch him in the face, and then slash his head off or something. I don't know.
Whatever we can do. Well, I mean, we still have a couple more bounties that we need to do,
right?
That's
true.
We got that tassel worm.
Yeah. Well, let's take care of that one first.
And we need to talk to Oleg about this fucking pig head, immediately.
Right. We should do that immediately so that doesn't rot.
Did somebody say, Oleg? You hear a voice call out.
Hello.
And Oleg wanders over. And beside him is a guy. The guy looks kind of tubby, a red-faced guy, very round. He's got a wooden leg and an eye patch, and scars all over. And and this guy says, "I."
Hi.
Hello there.
No, I said I, not hi. I, A Y E.
Oh, I, right.
Oleg says, "This is Vekko Benson. He's a hunter, or he was." And the guy says, "Oh, I don't know what I'm a hunter." And Oleg says, "Yeah, what he said."
Were those words?
Oh, I don't say my words are ever right.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why not? Right. Fuck it.
And the guy might sort of well. Leans over the table, and you can see he is. This guy's been fucked up. He's, "A year ago, I lost a leg to the tusk cutter."
A year ago, you lost your legs to the tusk cutter?
Yeah, the fucking bastard piggy is on our tickets.
Oh, wait, are you the one that had the bounty for him?
Yeah, I'm Vekko Benson. I put a bounty on a fucking pig because of my
head. Alright, we have your pig
Vekko
head.
Vekko Benson. Okay.
Oleg told me I had a pig head. Come here.
Yes.
Give him the head.
Have your pig head.
And Oleg's "Oh, good one, Vekko." And Vekko's like, "Oh, one day I'll get that to school. When I die, I'm going to go in fucking fields full of
pig." Okay, Vekko, I think we get the sentiment. Alden, give the nice man his pig head.
God.
Oh, Alden does that.
That's a bloody ugly pig, isn't it? Look at the fucking face on this piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he spits at the pig.
Yeah.
So how many of you did he kill?
He didn't kill anybody.
None of us?
What the fuck?
Yeah, none.
Yeah, there are four of us and there's still four of us.
I almost died, but
What?
One, two, three.
Excuse me?
The dog counts!
Isaror?
It's a fucking wolf. How'd you get in here?
That's a member of our party.
Casca raises an eyebrow. She's not gonna say anything.
Listen, I don't think we want to start something with a guy we can't understand.
We shouldn't start anything with me.
Alright. Okay.
I respect that. I'm going to make
Icar steps out of the way.
And he pulls something out for you, and it's a longbow with six magic arrows. It actually looks really good, and he says,
"This is an expert arrow, pulling arrow. I used to use it myself, but now I've fucking lost my leg, so I can't fucking use it. And he pulls out some arrows, and he says, "Got these fucking arrows as well. They're vine arrows. You point them at the thing, and when it turns, it tangles them up in vine, so it does it. So it's fucking crazy, so it is."
You suddenly got a lot more understandable.
Don't worry about it.
What?
Huh?
Well, you fucking saying something to me?
No, I wasn't saying anything. Don't worry. Disregard. Don't worry.
So which is you?
Crossbow.
Which of you? No, it's a longbow.
He turns to Oleg as a fucking swear.
You call me a city folk? I mean, you're right.
And Oleg nods and says, "You tell him, Velkin."
What? Oleg, I thought we were friends.
I'm laughing.
Fuck you.
He turns back and says, "So who wants the bloody longbow anyway? Because it's the only payment you get."
Well, I mean...
No, that's not true. I mean, I will give you some head cheese if you want some head cheese.
I mean, oh, yeah. Some what?
Head cheese. It's like cheese that makes brains.
So anyways, I already have a bow and arrow, but if you guys don't want to, I can take it.
Yeah, I
don't have any Easter.
I'm a sword boy.
All right, then. I know you're a sword boy. You're very good with the sword.
Fence boy.
You're also very good at fencing.
Thanks.
This is an expert expert longbow. And you also get 6 vine arrows with them. Essentially, these two together can let you basically cast Tanglefoot, except you're not spending... Well, I don't know. Is Tanglefoot like a level 1 spell or a cantrip?
It's a level 1.
Well, now you're not spending a spell slot for it.
Hell yeah.
And it's got a better range and you're more likely to hit because of the thing.
Sweet. So,
yeah.
Expert longbow.
So he sort of dumps them on your lap and says, "Right, I'm gonna go fuck off and make some cheese now. I'll fucking see his lads, boy." And like he sort of waddles off, and Oleg sort of exhales and says, "He's nice."
Very.
God, he sure is.
Very,
Oleg. Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Spoke my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and he sort of looks down and says, "You've been doing a lot of quests, haven't you?"
Yeah.
You, any closer to, finding that Tatzelworm head?
We actually haven't even come across the Tatzelworm. I mean, we're gonna find them.
I mean, they're rare. You know,
no,
you'd think that the way people talk about Tatzelworms, they're everywhere in the Stone Lands. No, they're sneaky bastards.
Do you have any tips?
I mean, they live by water.
Oh, thank you. That actually helps a lot.
Hey. He like sort of nods, and then Svetlana comes outside and says, "Oh, wait, before you go, I'd like to ask you all something."
Mm-hmm.
Is everything okay?
I know. I don't want to be a bother, but because this might be a very difficult task to do, but and I know I already asked you like to get me my ring back before, but is there any chance you'd be able to get me some moon radishes?
Yeah.
Wait. Actually, hold on a second. And Casca takes out 4, because she had 4. Or 3.
Oh, shit. And Svetlana's eyes light up. And she's like, "Oh my goodness!
We found them.
When did you get
forest.
These?
There was a patch of them. There were also some kobolds, but they ran away."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You went to the kobold patch?
Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot with kobolds.
Hold on, that was that patch?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll pay you for these. Let me see. And she sort of, like, roots through her pockets, and she pulls out. Okay, so that's 50 silver.
Each, or...
Total.
Total, okay.
Total.
Okay. And she smiles and says, "With this, I'll be able to make some stew. Excellent. And, like, Oleg's kind of wandered off at this point, and she, like, lowers her voice and says, "Oleg's been under a lot of stress lately, and this is his favorite meal, so I think this will help him relax."
Glad we could help.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, would you be able to... I don't mean to slow down your adventure or anything, but...
No, we're happy to help.
Do you know about Crazy Old Bokken?
Crazy what now?
Bokken. Huh? He's an alchemist. He lives here sometimes. Or rather, he visits and trades sometimes. He lives a little to the east, I think. I need some potions from him. And she like pulls out a piece of paper and says, "I have payment and the ingredients needed here, but... Well, I don't really have time to go out. We've been so busy lately ever since the bandit problem ended."
Yeah.
We can deliver it.
I would really appreciate that. Of course I'll pay you for it as well, but just be careful with that one. He's a little bit
crazy.
And she bites her lip. Well, they don't call him crazy old Boken for nothing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Fake it.
That should be fun.
We'll be careful, promise.
So you guys now have extra quests. Isn't that nice?
Wow, we love quests. Okay.
So you guys now have been given all these quests. What's the plan?
Some rope. Well, some we have enough food. Supplies, right?
By the way, okay. How much money did we get that we need to split?
It would have been because we got 40 and we got 50.
30.
You got 90 total, so it's about 30 each.
30 each.
Plus 30.
So what now?
Do they have
well, they have food? I mean, we have enough supplies, right?
I mean, you have the whole 138 silver thing.
So I think we're good. I think we're good to go out and get some stuff. I think we should decide our prime objective. I mean, what's more important? Tatzelworm, potions, that one guy.
I think we should take care of old bounties first, so that way they're out of the way. So Tatzelworm first. Then afterwards,
the river we go, then.
Yeah, and then afterwards we can go ahead and do all the things for Svetlana and anything else that we've been told.
Cool. Let's fuck us up a worm.
Okay. Okay. So, you guys get on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and on the road you go. So what is the plan? Where are you gonna look?
Well, you said the Tatzelworm is usually found around water.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should go down into the forest to the river and go down to where it forks and maybe down to the big lake.
Well, I mean, you have been to the fork and you have been to the lake. That was the Staglord's fortress and the place I made you cross the river and I was trying to scare you all.
And we didn't see any...
Yeah, there was nothing there.
Okay, then.
There are two parts of the river you haven't really explored.
We haven't really gone around the Skunk River. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like there's parts of the Torn River and the Shrike River you haven't explored either.
Why don't they explore those parts of the river that they haven't explored and then head towards the Skunk River?
Yeah. Let's go around the Thorn River, because it's closest.
Okay. So, you guys are just going to make a beeline for it?
Alden start T-posing, and he just starts, like, flying through the air.
Igor screams.
You guys... it probably takes you a few hours to get there. And no, there's a bridge. It's really rickety, but like, there's a bridge. You kind of guess this is probably how the bandits crossed here.
Burn it.
But also looking at you, feel that like one wrong move would plunge you into the water. No sign of Tatzelworms.
Let's go further up north the river then.
Which way north? Like, west north or east north? Because there are parts of the east that you haven't explored yet.
Well, just like on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
Into the forest?
Yeah. Because that's where we haven't
okay.
explored.
So you're not going to go to the other side of Old Sycamore and the Suitscale Tribe?
There's more river that way.
Yeah. I mean, which one do you guys want to do?
This one is closer.
Alright.
Yep.
So you're going to go that way?
Yep. Yeah.
Teehee. You guys go that way. It doesn't take you long because, like, I mean, it doesn't take you long. I don't know what you want me to say. It's only a few miles off from where you'd been before.
Okay.
Give me a second. So you find this place is actually kind of built up. Much better than the other bridge you came across. That being said, it's kind of soggy and abandoned. It looks like this... I mean, when I say it's better than the other place, I mean, it looks like once upon a time it would have been better. A thick, sagging rope hangs across a river, which seems to be all that remains of a bridge that might once have spanned it. There's a signpost at the end of the ruined bridge reading, Nettles Crossing, 5 coppers, ring bell for service. A rusty bell hangs by each side. On the southern bank of the river, the cumbered remains of a burnt-down wooden building are slowly being overgrown by encroaching vegetations.
It says ring bell?
Yeah.
I kind of want a bell, just to see what happens.
If something bad happens, then I'll just... I'll fight people.
That's fair.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Oh yeah?
Yes!
Derry, you're making us regret our decisions.
I don't regret anything. You know what? Fuck it. I ring the spell, and I'm ringing it again.
You see a shape pull itself out of the water.
That was fast.
It is very clearly rotted. And an obviously long dead man, flesh putrescent and dripping rancor clutched in his hands, staggers to his feet. And he stares at you all. Oh god. It looks like a drowned zombie.
No!
Sorry.
Thinking about
it
Minecraft.
It starts shambling towards you guys.
Iker backs up.
Alden pulls out his sword.
Iker pulls out his sword too.
Koska has her spear ready.
And he calls out and says, you...
Us?
Yeah. With whom do your allegiances lie?
I don't know.
Myself.
Who's asking?
I am David Nettles, the former owner of this crossing. Now I demand to know of you all. Do you represent the treasonous bastard known as the Stag Lord?
What? No, fuck that guy.
Ew.
No, we're trying to kill him.
He looks genuinely relieved. He says,
you are not my tormentors.
No, we aren't.
Throw the Stag Lord's body into the river, that I may look upon his debt, or join me instead.
I mean, we can. We might need his head, though.
After we kill him, we can, like, let him soak for a while, if that's what you want.
Oh, God.
He will join me eternally.
Yeah, but do you mind if he has a head?
Make me a diplomacy check. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, in character, what does Alden say?
Alden's like, I mean, do you mind if he's, like, headless? Because we got a bounty for him.
We kind of need his head, not so much the body.
Okay.
My diplomacy is 20.
You roll a 20?
I roll a 20.
He pauses and says,
so long as his bones may join me in absolution.
You don't mind if
I
his
will be
bones
satisfied.
His bones will join you, just not like the skull part.
Not his head bones.
I accept your bargain.
Cool.
Alright.
Can we cross?
Good man.
And he looks upon like the burned ruins and he sighs and says,
"Make him pay for what he did."
What did he do to you?
Did he do this to you?
He nods.
Oh shit, well, that's rough.
How?
He demanded free passage through my bridge. I charged only 5 coppers. And when they barged through, I cut the rope of the bridge, killing some of his men. The next night,
Bolsey, I appreciate that.
Stormed my home and set my home ablaze and had me drowned.
Jesus Christ.
Now I haunt this river in seek of revenge against a man who snuffed my life force. Shall be the...
He sort of sicks up some water.
Ew.
Instruments of my revenge.
Sure, buddy, sure.
And he sort of sends you all a glance and says,
"Remember what you have promised of me."
Don't worry, I'm writing it down.
"Or I shall come, or you shall beget my revenge in his place."
He's writing it down. He's writing it down. We'll remember.
Don't worry, it's in big red letters. Do not forsake.
Just circle it twice and underline it.
Alright, and there's 2 really quick flishes. He underlines it.
Put some arrows pointing at it.
Alright, I got it. You got it. There's arrows pointing to it.
Do you have any highlighter fluid?
What the fuck's a highlighter?
What the fuck is a highlighter?
I can read.
I am ahead of my time. And with that, he backs into the river.
Wait, we were supposed to cross.
You literally were not.
Oh, I thought.
You were looking for tassel worms.
Oh, yeah. And Edgar goes back.
You say that, and you're like, oh, wait.
And Edgar goes back to walking. Like, let's move on and maybe not forget that that happened, but not have it directly in our minds, because I don't want to think about what that guy looked like.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.